Hello.
And welcome. It's the Graveyard Girls.
A true crime and mysteries podcast.
Yes.
Okay, so before we get into your case today, then if anyone wants to follow us on Patreon, you can do.
There'll be links to that on our Instagram page.
Yes.
Obviously, our main website's also linked through Instagram, so you can also get to it through that as well.
Yes, it's thegraveyardgirls.co.uk.
Yeah, and if you want to get in contact with us, whether it's about one of our episodes or something you think we could include,
yes,
you can reach us on our email,
which is
graveyardgirlspod@gmail.com.
Yes.
I believe if you go to our Instagram page,
mm-hmm.
There's an option to email us directly. So if you click on that, it'll automatically open up into your email and you can just type it out. You won't need to remember our email.
And you can also send us a message on our own website, thegraveyardgirls.co.uk. We will get that through into our email as well. So there's many ways to reach out. You can send us ideas for episodes.
Yeah.
We are going to change the system up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to see how that works out because we've got some interesting things we want to do together.
Yeah, we've got a few ideas, but we're not quite sure how to execute it. Obviously, we've played around with a few different ideas on how to sort of do the episodes. Obviously, we started where we did our episodes together and we split it out. So we did an episode like each still every week, but it was split into two episodes.
Yeah.
But I think we're maybe thinking of trying to merge some back together again.
Yeah, because there's some cases that I think we both want to, I think it would be better if we do it together.
Yeah,
and we have input, so we're going to present a case together, but then we will also have twice a month individual cases.
Yeah.
And we'll still have Patreon episodes.
Yeah, because we found it quite tricky. Like, it's a case of, I liked with the Witch Trials how we've done these joint episodes. It breaks up really nicely. I think it's much easier to get the conversation going. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we've already written up, like, we've got ideas, we've got some really big, bulky cases. Yeah. So if we were to present a case to each other, the episodes would be, like, hours long. So we still need a couple of individual, I think.
Yeah, and I think that will be fine. We could do that in maybe part twos and then maybe release two episodes a week rather than just one. I don't know. There'll be different formats of what we're doing. And we have something else in mind that we're not going to tell you about right now.
Just yet. But it's in the pipeline.
Yes, we're excited about that.
Yeah, something a little bit spooky coming.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that'll be a big thing. So, obviously, that'll play into our format as well and sort of how our episodes go out.
Yes.
So, that's why we're going to maybe play around with a bit. So, I think with, obviously, at the time we're coming to now and by the time this episode's out, we're in the last week of the Witch Trials. So, I think we're going to have a week or two of going back to our original setup of how it was pre-Witch Trials.
Mm-hmm.
While we get sort of work on this next bit that we're sort of working on.
Yeah, because we had like so much episodes to get through with the Witch Trials that we were umming and ahhing the best way forward with the podcast. And I think we've found the solution. And I think so we're not bombarding you with too much. But then so we're getting the fix we want for the podcast. Yeah. Where it's like,
that's it, because we've got so much stuff like content that we want to get out there. And it's really hard because it's so easy to go, right, we'll get it all done like straight away. We've got so many ideas. And then you forget, like, we've got like unlimited, well, not unlimited, I guess we'll die one day, but we've got a lot of years to present it to you. It's just, you've got that thing of you want to get it out there. It's like, in one go.
Yeah, because I have this idea and I come up to you and I'm like, oh, can we do this? And it's like, yeah, okay. And then it's like, well, we need the time to do that.
Yeah,
we can't just jump
in.
We need to find out the best layout of what we're doing, the best structure.
And we also don't want to lose what we had at the beginning, because we built that up really, really well, especially like from the beginning of summer. So we don't want to miss out on that or anybody lose out on that. So we want to make sure we keep
We want to thank those who keep coming back every week and keep listening.
Yes, to everyone that's supported us.
Yeah, so thank you for that. And if you can recommend us to anyone you think might like us.
Yeah, like I said, and even little things just by like liking or post, showing them to your story.
Or even on Spotify or Apple or wherever, if you can rate and review
That's
the
really
podcast,
helpful.
That helps as well.
But like I said, thank you for all the help that we've had so far.
Yes.
Very much appreciated. And on that note, it's sort of a mystery.
Okay.
It's also a bit of it's more a mystery because we don't know whether it's fact or fiction.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so obviously I know I've taken stories from this book before and it's from The Bad Girls from History.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's very much given me sort of a bit of an Anne Bonny sort of vibe.
Okay.
And it's come from the same book. So this is about a lady called Sadie Farrell. I don't know if you've ever heard of her before.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, we don't actually know whether she's fact or fiction, but if you'd like to believe that she is, she has Irish roots, but she was born in New York in the slums. She was around at the time, born in around the time of famously violent gangs in the mid-19th century.
Okay.
She worked at the local docks, and then this is where she becomes a little bit infamous, if you like. So it depends as whether you want to believe this has been an actual thing or if it's a bit of an urban legend. She was accused of headbutting her victims in the stomach, hence her nickname, Sadie the Goat. So she's attacking people, going around attacking people.
Okay.
Yeah. It's said that she did this, and she also had a male accomplice rendering the victim unconscious with a slingshot. So, like...
Okay, yeah.
Not a conqueror, an acorn, but you know what
it's
I mean.
It's kind of a conqueror. Also, like, is she, like, in a crouching position to headbutt them in the stomach? Or she has to go down?
Just, like, ramming at them. I'm also thinking or rugby, they go in for, like, a scrum.
Or is she just really short?
I don't know.
Okay, because, like, headbutting head-to-head is a bit more understandable. Headbutting someone in their stomach.
But also, you imagine someone ramming your stomach.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's going to hurt.
But yeah, so that's what she got to say to go. Obviously, she's doing this for crime and obviously to steal whatever it is that she needs off the person. She's not just going around randomly headbutting people.
She might do.
Well, she might do.
Some people are like that.
Yeah. But yeah, her victims, mostly men, would then be stripped of all their possessions, even their clothes. So, okay. You know, she likes to leave them indecent afterwards. So I wonder if at some point maybe she's been pissed off by a man. One's upset her and she thought, you know what? I'm going to strip you all of your dignity. I'll take your money and all your possessions and your clothes, leave you to walk back home naked.
No, it's just men who got caught short and they're just like, this woman, she stole my clothes.
Yeah, Sadie's
and
the goat got me.
It's like, okay, no, are you sure you weren't up to no good? You're a married man.
Yeah. But yes, so she really got her name for herself though, however, after she went on the run with an English-born Gallus Mag, who was a 6-foot female bouncer who collected ears that she'd bitten off her victims.
Ew.
Yeah, no.
She's wearing disgusting. Them? Like, around her neck?
No, I think she's putting them, you know, in a jar. Pickle them.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. By upsetting Mag, Sadie's ear is supposed to have also joined the collection. So they started off kind of mates, making a criminal gang, and then one pissed the other off.
Maybe more than lovers, I'm assuming.
It was thrown out there that they could have been lovers.
Yes.
So it was said that Sadie then switched to the other side of town, meeting up with the Charlatan Street Gang around 1869. She was the brains behind the gang and attacked merchant ships with great success.
Okay.
Initially operating out of rowboats, they moved on to a sloop, which is like a little sailboat. It's just got a single sail. Displaying a Jolly Roger from the mast, which is why I'm thinking a little bit Anne Bonny. The gang then expanded their crime wave when they started robbing from farmhouses and riverside mansions. So obviously still going from the water sort of angle. Kidnapping and murder were added to the gang's list of crimes, and some claimed Sadie forced those who gave her trouble to walk the plank.
Okay.
So she's a bit of a, I don't know, an inner city pirate. Eventually, Hudson Valley residents had had enough and banded together along with the harbour police to ambush the gang. They apparently killed some of the gang members and left Sadie to return to her earlier haunts. She was known at the time as the Queen of the Waterfront, with enough cash to open up her own gin mill. Mm. Apparently, even Gallus Mag gave her back her ear, which she's claimed to have worn in a locket for the rest of her life. Right, I don't know why you want your ear back. I'll just be like, no, you can keep it now, thanks.
Yeah, right. Ugh.
But yeah.
How does she know it's her ear? She's got so many.
I don't know.
So,
maybe
this
she
looks
labels
like
them.
Oh. Just keeping ears is weird.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, it's not even a whole ear, it's just like a little chunk of one.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why the hell would you have it in a locket? I get that. This is, I'm getting they were lovers. That's what
locket,
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's not the whole ear, right?
No, like I said. Think it's just like a chunk.
Okay. Yeah, how the hell would you know that's your pot?
I don't know.
I think they
she
were lovers.
Them.
Yeah, I think they were lovers. She gave her ear back, and that's like a betrothal type thing. She put it in a locket.
Mm.
Makes it romantic. It doesn't, but no, it you doesn't. Know, I'm trying to find a... No, I don't like it.
No, I don't. And obviously then this is where the mystery begins, because no one knows what happened to her. There was never any recorded death record. Oh. So this is where it's a bit of a mix of people like, is she just an urban legend? It was a bit of a thing people were told at the time.
Mm.
But I also feel like with all the crime going on, she was quite possibly a person. But obviously she was apparently the only one that got away from the gang. And she was successful enough to go on to have this gin mill. But I couldn't find any records of it. So that sort of feeds into the urban legend thing. Mm. But was it a case of the records were lost?
Maybe.
Or did she go on to be really successful?
I hope so.
Did she go underground? Did she go for more open seas, this little pirate?
I don't know, because the Hudson River obviously goes to the sea, but it's not choppy like the sea, I don't imagine.
But she travelled along land for a little while and then maybe made it out of the sea. Like, become like a full-on pirate. Maybe she met up with Anne Bonny. Is this what happened to Anne Bonny?
Oh, at the time...
You know how... Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't work, does it? Because that was 1730s. Yeah. Yeah, no, this is a whole 100 years later.
Or Anne Bonny never aged.
She's like you, she's a swamp witch.
She's a swamp witch, yes. That's why she doesn't want to leave the river.
So she's a pirate swamp witch?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I feel like we're pieces together now.
Yes, we like to do that, don't we?
Yeah.
I think it works.
I think it does. It's quite good. I just like the idea of the air mystery, but I also like the idea of, like, you know, she got a bit bored with the crime. She's like, you know what, I'm just going to become a full-on pirate. I also like the whole thing of...
It's still a crime. Making...
I know, but... Yeah, I know. But, like, she wants, like, the full pirate life. Mm. She doesn't want to do, like, part-time.
No, I think part-time's best, because pirate life is no.
Yeah, but then also if you're on the land, you risk getting arrested. I feel like it's a bit easier for the police to catch you.
Mm, well, she got away with it.
Yeah, but is that because she became a pirate?
Or she just headbutts everything?
I'm just still trying to imagine. I'm thinking part, like, sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
Part, like, scrum. Sort of thing.
Yeah, rugby tackling.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah, because, like, I understand head on head, you're at that level.
Yeah, but also that hurts.
Yeah, but I don't want to go that far down to...
But then again, if she's a woman and it's men that she's attacking, they're quite a bit taller, so it'd be hard for her to do head on head, so that maybe she is just running out of her stomach. Because it would... You imagine something hits you in the middle of your stomach.
It winds you.
It makes you a bit weak, but then the male accomplice comes along and does a slingshot to the head. It's a good double act.
Why can't he do the headbutt and she does the slingshot?
Maybe he had a better aim, I don't know.
Or he's got a weak head. She's used to headbutt.
Yeah, maybe that was like a signature move.
Because didn't say she's Irish, maybe she's got like thick also, Irish like, skull.
It's the last thing you're expecting a woman to do to you, isn't it? So it's a good way to like pounce on your victim.
You're it's unladylike, yeah.
You're not expecting her to headbutt you to your gut, are you?
But no, because it's a weird place to...
But exactly, that's why it's like element of surprise.
Unless she's just really short and that's the closest place she can get.
I imagine her being like a short but also quite like a rotund woman.
Yeah.
And like she's just a bit angry. You know how you get like short angry men?
Yeah.
A short angry woman.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then she made friends with Mag, the big bouncer lady.
6 foot. Yeah, I'm imagining little and large. She's huge.
But I also really weirdly think she's got like a skinhead. I don't know why. That's what I'm thinking in my head. Do you not think?
Which one?
Mag. The big one.
Yeah. Tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like tank top. She's biting ears off. She seems a bit strong.
Yeah, I feel like if you weren't like careful, you could easily maybe mistaken her for a man. And I also feel like that's how a lot of their victims lost their ear. Because they were like, oi, mate. Or, like, whatever, just call her a man. And she was like, I'm not a man. And then got really angry.
What?
And bit people's ears off. Also, is she picking them up by the ear when she bites them by the ear?
Probably not. She's probably just going in.
Taking a chunk.
Yeah. I don't know. Never bit
her
ear. Also,
her and Sadie would make a good team. Because imagine, like, you've just been headbutted to the gut.
Yep.
You've leaned down and then now a man comes and takes a bit of your ear.
Yeah.
It's... terrifying, that is. You're not messing, are you?
Mm.
Also, I feel like Mag could maybe be kind of like reinforcements, you know, if the
sort
of fight back.
Imagine like Sadie's this little lady, yeah, and then you just see this massive woman behind her, you're like,
I'm thinking also a little bit like Shrek, sort of like just comes
around
the corner. So you see the little head putting, like, go, oh my god, it is Shrek, but instead of a donkey, It's Sadie the goat. Do you know what would be a perfect twist in all this is if the reason she's called Sadie the goat was because it was genuinely a goat.
She was a goat, yeah. And I think Mag, did you say Mag?
Yeah.
Yeah, she, obviously 6 foot at that time, is huge for a woman because men are quite short. So she's probably had to become like tough because she's probably had to take a lot of bullying and shit. So she's probably...
That's why she's so angry.
Yeah, she's become hard because that's the only way to survive, being a very tall lady, taller than most men at that time. And those two find each other.
Yeah.
Become a little double act. She's accepted her for who she is with her ear-biting ways. And then she...
And the other one's a goat.
Yeah, the other one's a goat. And then she lost her ear to...
Yeah, and then they make people walk the plank.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, though? You've just been robbed of all your possessions, now you're naked, and now she's like, walk the plank.
You're like...
Anything else? At least, though, your clothes aren't going to be soggy. Because you haven't got any, so...
Mm.
Maybe it's
but you off. Might likely die.
I don't know. It depends how close you are to the edge of the river, doesn't it?
You unless the water's like, I don't know. Can people swim during those times? Probably not.
I don't think many could swim very well, but I should imagine there would have been people that could swim.
I don't
especially
know.
Like fishermen.
Well, I did.
Well, I would hope they are if they.
Well, in one of the books I recently read, I don't think they learned to swim even though they were sailors because they thought it was bad luck. And it's like,
is it not more bad luck to be able to swim?
Yeah, because you want to, in case of like something happens, you want to learn how to
just like, you know, like let the sea take me.
Okay, die a painful death.
Yeah, slowly drown.
Yeah, it was a very interesting case. I'm glad I bought you that book.
Yeah, there's loads of good ones in there. But yeah, she was another one. She was a bit of a mystery, so she's sort of a mixture. She was a bit like the Bonnie and Clyde one that we had mixed with an Anne Bonny.
Like you said, there should be a record of that gin distillery if it was real. Yeah.
So, but there wasn't. So is she just urban
legend? No, but unless there was, just under a different name.
But also, if it's set up by her and it's illegal, would it have been recorded?
Yeah, because when did you say it was? Early 1900s?
It started off and then she was still active in, I think it was 1869.
Okay.
1869.
So prohibition hasn't come in yet, right?
No.
So maybe she doesn't need an underground gin, unless she does have an underground gin, because she funded it illegally, so there can't be any records of it.
Yeah, because she'll have used all the money that she stole from her previous crime.
Yeah, so unless she has very good hiding place...
But I also can't imagine if she's got so used to doing the whole waterfront thing. I feel like she got really excited about the whole Jolly Roger thing. Like, I feel like that became her persona. I can't then imagine her just being like, yeah, I'm just going to make gin now. I feel like she maybe went on to the open seas.
Or the gin was making her so much money that she could kind of, like, do crime as well as getting a massive income from that. She just bought a massive mansion and just her and Mags lived it up in a massive brown house.
Or instead of like, you know, like now, like rich people can have yachts, she bought a pirate ship with her with their money, and she did that a lot on the weekends.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. On the weekends she'll say, oh, let's go pirating for the weekend, shall we, and say yes.
That's what she did.
Yeah,
got pissed with her own gin, so that didn't even cost her anything.
No.
Yeah, went out not drunk drive, what was it, drunk sail. Do you sail a boat? You sail a boat.
Is it like pilot? Steer. She steered the ship drunk.
Yeah.
So. Or she can, I guess she can hire someone for that.
I feel like she'd have really cool parties as well.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like massive as well in comparison. You know, like everyone else has got like puny little boats and she's got
That like big, massive.
Like a Marder sort of ship.
Yeah. And everyone else is like,
And they're like, oh, she's at it again. But yeah, no, I thought she was an interesting character. Like I said, we don't. No, there was records of a name for a year which matched the name, but then there was nothing else on that person and there was no death record either. So she could have been based off a real person.
Or she could have been lost at sea. It's very interesting. I do like women with a history where it's like, oh, what happened to them?
Yeah, especially the time, like, she's also supposed to be quite shady. But was it a case of she wasn't shady and they made a shady story because she just disappeared? Like, she vanished?
Yeah, I think that adds to the urban legend, like, oh, she was real, but no one knows what happened. And she's just like, I'm literally right here.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, no, it wasn't you. Cold. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, I think that's, it adds an air of mystery. It becomes an urban legend because no one knows. But yeah, rather than just she died of old age, people have to make up a fact or like make up something. So it seems.
And
also
as well, like you think of like the gangs and like the mobs of the time.
Yeah.
Like she can't just have a normal end.
No.
Like they've got to have something extravagant. So, and like if they really can't do anything or people are like, no, you can't prove that. Then they've got to be like, she disappeared.
Yes.
And
ooh. Then it's like, ooh. The mob took her out.
And then, or maybe Sadie, another theory, maybe Sadie rejected to take the ear back off Mag afterwards, and Mag was so upset that Mag killed her.
No, something else happened. I think it was just...
Well, she gave her back the ear and was like, I'll give you back your ear. And then she took the whole of Sadie and then pickled the whole of Sadie instead. So she had more than an ear. But she lured her back in with her, like, her ear.
Maybe. Or... She did like the ship life, but she found a alien ship.
Oh no, we're not having aliens, Natasha. No aliens.
She shot off into space and never seen again.
No, I like the swampy pirate witch.
Okay, so she's still alive today.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's still about.
Okay.
Just haven't seen her. She's, I don't know, in the Caribbean now or something. That's where most pirates are now, aren't they?
No, that's just because you've seen Pirates of the Caribbean. There's pirates everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know, where's the most pirate crime now? There is a lot in the Caribbean. It was on the...
I think it's Africa. The Horn of Africa?
I don't know.
One of the... Or both sides of Africa? I'm not too sure.
Okay, so she's living it up on the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what she's doing now.
Okay.
Also, and because she's so old, she would be still stinky and, like, swampy smelly. Cause, you know,
she might not be. She's, might like, 300
years old.
She might smell divine. You don't know.
Ooh,
that gin, it kept her pickled and ripe and...
What, she like, on pink gin?
Yes. I don't know.
Interesting. And I feel like now she's got lots of treasures as well. She's collected loads.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes everyone walk the plank. Anyone that she meets. That doesn't like her gin.
And I don't like gin.
I also... the thing is, though... No, I'm not really a massive fan. But I also imagine with the whole ear thing... Like, should be quite distinctive. So, maybe look out for someone with a bitten out ear. And if you see that person and they look like they could be a woman, then it's Sadie. So, ooh. You know, when you walk in the streets, maybe she's coming back into the inner cities, doing a bit more crime, getting a bit more money.
Well, gin has a resurgence, so maybe.
Yeah.
That's
maybe
why.
It was Sadie.
Yeah.
She was underground and she's promoted it everywhere. There you go. So look out for a woman with a bitten off ear.
On that note. Keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.